two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
90-day satisfaction guarantee and family-owned and operated since 1971.
For a limited time, get a germicidal UV light, a polarized media air cleaner, and a whole home humidifier, all three for free when you have Any Hour Services install your new furnace and air conditioner. For more information, call Any Hour Services or schedule a free estimate at anyhourservices.com.
Don't touch that dial!
This is the Utes at 50 update, presented by Zions Bank on 97.5. What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right. It's that time of the program. What are the odds right here with you? 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Sam Farnsworth from KSL 5 Television sitting in for a proud Scott Mitchell who's marrying off his youngest daughter today. Congrats to them. I just was like, what's the food situation? Because I wasn't invited to the actual wedding. I think there's a slight there. It's fine. He didn't want me to officiate it.
You could have broadcast
pissed.
Live from the wedding. It could have been an unrivaled remote,
best remote
from
ever.
The wedding. That would have been amazing.
I would bill Scott the talent fee. I would
that
bill
would
Scott.
Have been amazing.
Hey, Scott, if you want to stay at your wedding, we're going to have to foot the bill here, buddy. Like, come on, we're trying to make some dollars here on the station, dog. And we do like a remote hit while the thing's going on. Scott, can I get you for just 1 second here? Boy, what a proud moment.
The live toast brought to you by...
Yes!
G2G...
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Protein bars.
A G2G cake.
Yeah.
G2G bar cake.
There it is.
Actually, it wouldn't be bad. You throw some buttercream frosting on some G2G bars. Woo!
There it is. Let's cut into that.
But no, not invited to the actual wedding. But yes, invited to the... to the reception tonight where it's going to be all you can eat for me. It's not all you can eat, but it's going to be, I'm going to keep going back.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. So handfuls of food tonight at the wedding. So here's what we do. What are the odds? Goes like this, Sam. I give you a scenario or you give me a scenario. We give each other a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. And then bonus points if you can come up with a jersey name. Yesterday, boy, speaking of fumbles, Mitch Harper, he's played the game with me for years. We've done What Are the Odds for years. Mm-hmm. And it's like he forgot what was going on. I was like, yeah. He goes, I'm going to give it a – and then he said, well, first of all, he made a terrible estimation. When I asked him about if BYU was going to get double-digit wins, he said 35% chance.
Oh.
And everyone was like, huh?
Wow.
I know. It was really – and then Jake Scott even called him out. He said, Mitch, what's your problem? Like, you don't think BYU is going to get to 10 wins? Because I even gave him that wiggle room of the bowl game.
Right.
If they were 9-3 going into the bowl game, they could go 10-3. And he's like, and he said a 35% chance. He goes, I didn't really think about that, but you know what? I said it, so I'm just going to have to own it. He just said, I'm just going to do it. I guess that'll be my new take, is that BYU is going to only win 9 games.
Question
this year.
Is, did he use Lakahemuli as his 35?
No, and that's I think he used Cameron Jensen, didn't he? Yeah, he was still dug into the annals of BYU history.
All right.
There you go. So just do a little bit better job, would you? One of the odds brought to you by Try Day Trading. TryDayTrading.com is the website. Let me see. Okay, so what are the odds now? The line for the BYU Wyoming game moved up to 21.5. Our degenerate gambler producer Jeremy is informed me that I said you got to call somebody, and he goes, "Excuse me, I've already made the call."
You don't think I already know this?
Come
stuff?
On, 21.5. Although, when did you do it? When it was 21.5, or was it 20.5 or 20?
I think it was actually higher, I thought.
No 22. Way, really?
I need to look and see.
I might have seen 22 earlier in the week, but
it was early on worth over 3 touchdowns. I'm like, this is it's going to happen.
Pretty wild that they're that it's that much. But fine, maybe they do. Maybe BYU comes out and is like, we got to roll this thing out. Oh, I love it. Seattle, they're showing the fail Mary. They're showing the fail Mary. Oh my goodness. That poor high school ref these scab refs were called in and they had to do this job and this guy called the touchdown. Times. Really bad deal. One guy is they called it a touchdown. That is ridiculous. Because they called rough it times. A touchdown, all because that ref did it. And the other ref was trying to just stop the clock and send that thing back up to the booth. All right. What are the odds that Wyoming, I'm not even going to say pulls the upset, but only loses to BYU by single digits, single digit loss for the Pokes.
That Wyoming loses by single digits.
Single digit loss.
The odds are
that they cover basically and more.
The odds are okay. There's a difference between a single digit loss and covering because
no,
it's a 21.5.
I know.
Point.
I know. So I'm not going to say cover. I'm going to say single digit loss.
I will say Wyoming covers, but a single digit loss. No, I'm going to go with a Cody Epps 0%
chance.
Oh, wow. Chance.
Zero?
It's not going to be a single-digit loss. There's no way.
I'll go with an Albert Pujols 5% chance.
Okay.
All right? So there you go.
It's not going to happen.
All right.
But I could see BYU winning by 14 or something and being fan base being disappointed that it wasn't a 30-point win, right? That seems to be... in games like this, that seems to be kind of the routine with BYU fan base is if it's not a blowout, this was a failure.
Not a failure, but a disappointment. Because all last year, even like they played Arizona, pretty bad Arizona team.
Yeah.
And they won by what, 7 points, eight points?
Yeah, wasn't much.
They beat Utah by 9 points. Mm-hmm. Everything was like and I remember somebody this week flexing on Twitter. They were like, BYU couldn't even beat Pac-12 teams by more than 9 points last year. And everyone's like, oh, so that's the new standard?
No, yeah.
You got to go 5-0 against the Pac-12, but also win by double digits every game? Come on.
This is the John Madden era, right? We grew up playing Madden video games and now fantasy football, right? But Madden video games where you are trying to lead the league in stats at every single position on your team in the video games, your massive numbers. So when your favorite team doesn't reach those massive numbers, there's disappointment.
It's a win. Do you remember not John Madden, it was the John Walsh college
football. John Walsh college football.
On Sega.
Yeah.
I used to be, and this is the only time, and Jeremy, you write for me, it's the only time I ever played with Texas A&M on anything because they had Leland McElroy, the running back.
They weren't Texas A&M. They were College Station, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, John Walsh College Football. It was Provo. You could be Provo.
You could be Provo.
You could be college. So
I was College Station, and I was Leland McElroy. Although it was like just number 34 or whatever he was, and I, no joke, in a football game, ran for 940 yards. I was disappointed that I didn't get to 1,000 yards rushing. I would catch the kickoff.
Yeah,
and I'd run out of bounds at the one. And I would start every drive and give Leland McElroy 99 yards rushing on every drive to try to get to 1,000 yards rushing in a game.
I would play with Tallahassee with one of their retro teams that had number 2 as a defensive back.
Oh, yeah.
Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders.
He picked off everything. It was cheat code, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
All right. Real quick, before we get out, what are the odds that the Jazz make another trade before training camp begins? That's next week. That's in 3 days, Monday, September 26th.
Trade before training camp. I think it's slim. I think it's slim. I'm trying to think of a number here that's in a Jazz uniform.
Mm.
Let's go with a Joe Ingles 7%. Was he 7, right? 3, 5, 6?
Ingles was 2, buddy.
How am I forgetting?
Ingles was 2.
Sorry, thank you.
Because you already divorced yourself from Joe Ingles out of your mind, dude.
Joe Ingles 2%.
Joe Ingles 2%. I'm going to go with a Carlos Boozer 5%.
There you go.
I've been 5 all day. I'm going to go with a Kerry Collinsworth, 5%. All right. We'll take the break here. We'll come back around the corner. Do you snore at night? Are you currently using a CPAP machine to treat that sleep apnea? Sound Sleep Medical can improve your life. Visit soundsleepmedical.com for more information. Sound Sleep Medical, right here. We're going to come back. Dave McCann from BYU TV writes for the Deseret News. He's going to give us a little bit of some insight into this Wyoming history, but also did a write-up about the chance at the Oregon game, the chance last year at the USC game that were anti-LDS chants that we heard at Oregon. A little bit less known, I think, that the ones that were heard at USC. It should be known also, anywhere BYU goes, there's some version of this chant that goes on. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Dave McCann around the corner. Stay with us. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.